this is Good Friday. It's a cruise. The day that Jesus, the day that was set apart to celebrate the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. So we call it Good Friday. Somebody will want to ask what's good about it. Well, if he had not died, we wouldn't have been here. Amen.
Amen.
You and I will continue to wallow in our sin. So it's because of his death, his burial, and resurrection. That's why we're here. That's why we're alive. That's why we can connect with God. And I want us to put our hands together and celebrate that this evening. Another thing why we should be excited, because we are part of history. You know, when I talk about history, this is the first time we are meeting in this place. Amen. And you are here. Can you put your hands together and celebrate God? Amen. So you're here, you're part of history. So make sure you take a photo shot before you leave. 5 years later, 10 years later, amen. I was there when this meeting was held. May God bless us in Jesus' name. All right, this evening, I don't want to waste our time. I just want to play around the theme. I just want to lay foundation, activating the blessings of God. I just want to play around the theme. Then tomorrow, really, we'll talk about how to activate the blessings of God. But today, I just want to, just an introduction, just to lay foundation, and so that we'll get to understand what blessing is all about. Blessing is all about. It's a critical factor for anybody who wants to become great in life. If you are not blessed, you can't become anything in life. So it's important for us to understand what blessing is. But can I make this announcement that the moment you become a born-again Christian, you're blessed. Amen. You're blessed. So it's either you don't know it, or you don't know how to appropriate it or activate it so that it becomes manifest in your life. So everyone who is born again, they are blessed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So let's look at Ephesians. Put Ephesians chapter 1. Is it Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3? Let's see. I'm sure about that. I want to start from there. This one. Please just stand. All right, good. Ephesians 1, 3. Now, what is he saying? He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had, past tense, it's not who will, but who had, that has been done already, blessed us with how many? All spiritual blessings were in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It's not who will, but who had done already. Blessed us with how many? All spiritual blessings. But the only thing is that these blessings are in the heavenly places. But the beautiful thing is that heavenly places is in Christ Jesus. Do you understand? So why you are trying to think that in heaven, but he's telling you that heavenly places is in Christ Jesus. So if any man be in Christ, the man is blessed. If you are in Christ, you are in heavenly places. And if you are in heavenly places, you are blessed. Am I making sense tonight? Are we together, church?
So God has blessed us. God has blessed you. God has blessed me. I am a blessed child of God. You are a blessed child of God. And you've got to know it. You've got to believe it. And you've got to appropriate it. Learn how to appropriate the blessings of God. Remember that the Bible says the kingdom of God is within us. That's why Paul, writing to the Ephesian church, he says that for we have this treasure where in earthen vessel, that the excellency of power may be of God and not of us. So there is a treasure, and what's that treasure? Is the heaven that is inside you. So there is a treasure. Paul was writing again to the Ephesian church. He said, God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above what we think or ask through the power that works within. Again, within. So there is a treasure within you. There is a kingdom within you. It is with that kingdom that you are blessed. Remember, he said, Christ in me. So he's saying that you are blessed in heavenly places. But that heavenly places is in Christ. Glory be to God. So I just want you to understand that the moment you're born again, you're blessed. You're a blessed child of God. You're blessed. Amen. Amen. Can you say, I'm blessed?
I'm blessed?
Can you say, I'm blessed?
I'm blessed?
And if you are blessed and you believe that you are blessed, you cannot be cursed. Remember the story of Balak and Balaam. Curse these people for me. But I know, because they are blessed, they cannot be cursed. So that brings me to definition of what blessing is, and I want you to understand it. Now, blessing is a force of positivity, while a curse is a force of negativity. Blessing is a force. I want you to look at it as a force that pushes people to experience positive things in their lives, while a curse is also a force, but that force acts on the lives of people to experience negative things. So blessings are not tangible things. I mean, things that you can see. Your wealth, the cars, the houses, those are not blessings. Blessings are not the things that you possess. It is intangible. It's a force that empowers a man to acquire the things that the man would desire to acquire. So you don't just look at a person with his car and all of that and say this person is blessed. People that are not blessed can have those things. Am I making sense here? So the possession or the things that people possess in this world, they are not blessings. But you know, blessing is a force that can now understand Newton's first law of motion. And that law is very powerful. If you really look at that law in details, you will understand that the law is very powerful. That law can operate both in the realm of the spirit and in any other areas that you can think about. He says that an object will remain in state of rest, or if that object is in a uniform acceleration or motion, it will continue in that way, except there is an external force that acts on it. So if it's in a uniform motion, if an external force acts on it, it will either stop, depends on the type of force, because a force can stop a motion,
or the force can increase the acceleration of that object. But if that object is in a state of rest and then you apply force, that means that object will no longer be in that state. It will what? Gain motion. Do you understand? So this law is applicable in the realm of the spirit and also in the physical realm. So what we are seeing here today is that if a man is in a state of poverty, that's a state of rest, but when the force of blessing acts on that man, the man will no longer be in that state. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you see a blessing, not just like someone acquired something, acquired a new car, but it's a force. So you can't see a blessing, oh, this is blessing. No, you can't hold it. It's a force, sir. So that's why when somebody comes and says, you are blessed, the person says, hey, blessing, where's the blessing now? But if you understand that it's a force, when your father, no, you honor your father and say, kneel down, let me pray for you, your father is not going to give you a million. He probably might not have it, but he can command the force of blessing to start operating in your life. You know, I wanted when we're building our church, I think we're going to design the plan. So there's this friend of ours. So we contacted him because he's an architect, so he designs plan. So he now did the plan for us. He said he was going to do it free. So he did it. And he didn't tell us, so he just did it, but later. So when I was going to collect it, because they were going to start the foundation and all of that, so I went to him, and that same day, they towed his car. You know them now. They towed his car. Maybe he went to park in the wrong place, so they just towed the car. And I went to meet him in their office at Sapler Road, where they towed the car. So we now started talking. So why was he telling me this story? Because the guy that was helping him, he was one of their top ranked this traffic warden. They called him them. It's one of their top two. The guy said, oh, I wish they didn't tow it. He would have got this car for free. So, but what you are going to pay now, you are going to pay for the towing van. So he now gave them like 5,000. So they released the car for him. So he's not telling me how, so that in his former church, this man is also a pastor, that in his former church, that this man, this high-ranked officer now, that he has built like two or three houses, I can't remember, that he's living good and all of that. But this man was frustrated before. That he didn't have anything. His life was like scattered. And then one day he now called him. He was now talking to him. He said he prayed, and God now told him that, go and buy wine for your father and ask your father to pray for you. And I said, okay, no problem. Few days later, I came to ask him, have you done it? He said, Pastor, I don't even get money to buy the wine. That's how bad the situation was. He said he now took his money, bought wine for him, and he now went to give his father. I said, when the father saw him, he came with the bottle of wine. He now said, who told you to do this thing? Who told you to do this thing? That person has helped you. He gave the father wine and he knelt down. And the father blessed him. From that day, his life changed. Now, the father didn't give him 2 million. The house that he has built, the car that he had, his father didn't give him. But what if it was a force? So that came from a man, but what about when it comes from God? Do you understand what I'm saying? What about when the force is coming from God? He said, I have blessed you with all spiritual blessings. Are we together here? I'm just trying to lay foundation so that you know what blessing is. So that when we start talking about how to activate it, you will understand what you are activating. Are we together, church? Now, look at Genesis chapter 1. Let's go to the book of the beginning. Genesis chapter 1, 27, 28. Somebody shout hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1, look at that. It says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and what?
Fimi created he them. Next verse. Look at, having created man, look at what he did. And God, that the first thing God did, first thing, somebody say first thing. There was no other thing that he did to man. The very first thing, having created man, he said, and God blessed them. And God blessed them. You will see, it is very consistent in the scripture that a man will amount to nothing without blessing. That blessing is that force that God uses to change people's life. God has been using blessing to change people's life, transform people's life. He's still using it today. If we can understand the mystery of God's blessing. See, he said, and God blessed them. Now, what did he say? He said, and God said. Now, he blessed them before he said. I'm going somewhere. God blessed them. He didn't say to them first. He blessed them. And he said, now look at the instruction. He said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the earth and over every living thing that does what? Moveth upon the earth. Now, what I want you to see here is that you don't have the capacity to be fruitful if you are not blessed. You don't have the capacity to multiply if you are not blessed. You don't have the capacity to replenish the earth if you are not blessed. So that blessing, what it does is to empower you to be fruitful. That's what the blessing does. Now you read it, understand it, meditate on it. He blessed them before he said to them. So God will not say be fruitful when you don't have the capacity to be fruitful. So it is the blessing that is the capacity to be fruitful. God cannot say dominate when you don't have the capacity to dominate. So the blessing becomes the capacity to dominate. So, but again, you must understand that because he said, I bless them, I bless them. And God cannot lie. It is with two immutable things that God cannot lie. If he says, and God bless them, they are blessed. And he said to them, be fruitful. But what about when they refuse to be fruitful? That's why we are talking about activating the blessing. He said, be fruitful. He told them as an instruction. I've given you the capacity to do it, but if you are not doing it, it is not the fault of God, because I have blessed you already. Let me tell you that this world will not be the way it is if not because of the force of blessing. You check after, you know, somehow Satan messed up the earth because of the fall of man. And 8 people were delivered. Noah and his family. Are we together? Now listen. When God was to start over again, having destroyed everything, he called Noah and his family and blessed them. He knew that there is no way they can replenish the earth without the force of blessing. He blessed them and told them again this same instruction, replenish the earth. So understand that you are blessed, but you need to learn how to activate the blessing so that that blessing would then begin to pull positive things to your life. You can start walking and swimming in the ocean of God's blessing and know how to operate the blessing, activate the blessing, so that you can start seeing the things, the physical manifestation of God's blessing in your life. That's the essence of this meeting. Glory be to God. Genesis chapter 12. I want to show you something.
I don't have all the time, but just like I told you, just foundation on me. Genesis chapter 12.
Genesis chapter 12 from verse 1. Now understand this. Hey, Kavarosu Krashyata. Now, when God wants to change the life of a man, transform, metamorphose the life of a man, what he uses is blessing. Now, I'm sure that you have learned now that blessing is not physical things. What he uses is what? Blessings. And look at this now. He said, now the Lord said that he was going to now carve out a race for himself. You know, God has been trying to get his people for himself, that he will call himself, he will deal with them and all of that, but it has not been working. He wanted to start with Noah. Noah messed up. You know how Noah messed up. Now later he became a drunkard, he was drinking and started messing up, and God said, no, I can't do with that. He was trying to use Abraham's father. Abraham's father didn't respond. Now he now came to Abraham. So if you study your scripture, you understand. I don't have time to go there. Now, he now came to Abraham. I want a man. And I want to do something with his lineage. And let him raise a nation for me that I will call my own. That has been the desire of God. So he found Abraham. Now look at what he said. He said, now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto the land that I will show you. Now look at this now. Verse 2. Please go ahead. Verse 2. He said, and I will make of thee a great nation. And do you understand what I'm saying? I will bless thee. And make thy name great. And thou shalt be what? A blessing. So you cannot be a blessing if you are not blessed. I will bless you, and you will become a blessing. I will make your name great. I am going to bless you. That's what God said. Where is he blessing? He blessed Adam. Bless Noah, and he's coming to Abraham and blessing him. Why? He knows that your life, my life, our lives cannot be transformed without blessing. People's life don't get transformed by inheritance. If you are not blessed, you are not blessed. When Abraham went to be with the Lord, Isaac started his own race, the son. God had to bless him. Do you understand? God had to bless him. That's his own. Don't say you prosper by inheritance, because the inheritance will disappear. Now let's look at some scriptures there. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
Now go to Genesis 22.
Well, Genesis 22 verse 16 and 17. I just want you to see something.
How can I explain? Are you there? To God that's indescribable. How can I explain the God that's unexplainable? I say,
watch this again, and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, look at the next verse now, that in blessing I will bless thee. Why do you always use it? Why is God always saying, I will bless you? Why? Do you understand what I'm saying? He knows that Abraham would be useless without blessing. He said, now this time, I'm not just saying it, he has sworn. That in blessing I will bless thee. And in multiplying, look at this coming again. No? I will multiply you. What did he say in Genesis? Genesis chapter 1:28. He said, and God blessed them and said, be fruitful and what? Multiply. You cannot multiply if you are not blessed. He said, he's not talking about addition, he's talking about multiplication. 3 + 4 = 7. But 3 × 4 is different. That's multiplication. You multiply, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heavens. Somebody shout hallelujah. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Can somebody shout hallelujah? Now look at the evidence of the blessing now. Genesis 24:35. When he left Haran, left his father's house, he only had some few sheep and everything. But when he started activating the blessing, you see, look at it. And the Lord had, remember he swore. He said, and the Lord had blessed my master greatly. His servant Eliezer that is reporting this, when he was going to get a wife for Isaac, he was telling them, for servant to know that master is blessed, there is a way that the blessing will manifest. You can't hide it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So servant know, he said, the Lord has blessed my master greatly. That means he's telling his people that, look, when he left here, the Abraham you know before is no longer the same Abraham. He said, the Lord has blessed my master, no small, he said, greatly. And he has become great. Now when he used the word become, that means he was not before. When he used become, Jesus told the disciple, he said, follow me, I will make you. Do you understand? But he's saying that you were not before, you were not great before, but because of that blessing, he's become what? Great. And he had given him flocks, plural, heads and silver and gold and male servants and what? Mean servants and what? Camels. Asses. All these things are not the expression of the blessings. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't use fraud to get these things. If I am blessed, I have the force to produce them. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Do you understand what I'm saying here? Now all of these things can be gotten by fraud. Gold, silver, they can be gotten by fraud. You can fraud people and get them. But there is one scripture that says that the blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and those what added no sorrow. I just bought a new car. It was by blessing. I got it by blessing. My house, I got my blessing. When you are blessed, favor follow it. It's a package.
Glory be to God. So don't look at your life like this. Once you learn how to activate the force of blessing, all these things shall become your laws. They will follow. So we're going to be learning how to activate these blessings tomorrow. But I just want you to understand what blessing is. So when people are saying, when you, a man of God is saying you are blessed, if you think it's a material thing and say blessed, don't tell them, they tell me. But if you understand it as a force, by faith you will receive it. Imagine Jesus coming and saying you are blessed. You just say it's another word. But don't you understand that, that there is a force that is coming upon you? That the moment he says it, a force hits me. And the next time I'm negotiating a business, the man will say, I don't know why I'm doing this. The moment you hear that, you know something is about to happen to you. You are not qualified, but I don't know why I'm doing this. I don't know why I gave you the job. A lot of people have negotiated. Their price is even lower than your own. But I don't know why I'm giving you. It's a force, sir. He will not know. He will not understand. He has become great. That's what blessing can do. So stop fighting. Go for the blessing. Don't compare yourself with anybody. He said they that compare themselves with themselves, he said they are not wise. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody scream hallelujah.
Let me just take one more scriptures and then we'll begin to pray.
Now look at Isaac, Genesis 26, verse 12 to 14. I'll just take that one and then we'll close. There are a lot of things to say. Genesis 26. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Genesis 26, verse 12. Genesis 26, verse 12. Genesis 26, verse 12.
Now look at this. Now look at verse 11. Look at where God instructed that we're going to. Okay, don't worry. Just we'll look at that tomorrow. Now look at this.
Then Isaac sowed in that land because God told him to sow. Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year, not another year, in the same year, a hundredfold. Araba kaswata. Why did he now look at that? I've taught you how to understand scripture. Amen. If you see that, what they call, is it semicolon or colon? Those two dots. It's colon, maybe. Eh? Now, when you see a word that is made and they now put colon, the following word is explaining. I've taught you that one before. It's explaining the first statement. So you have the first statement, then you now have a colon, and then now root. And so that second is trying to explain or buttress what has happened or what that first statement means. Do you understand it? Now look at it. Say, the Lord said, then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year a hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. So he's saying that the reason why he received the hundredfold, it was because the Lord blessed him. For the Lord blessed him. Now look at it. Remember, he was not blessed because of inheritance. We read that Abraham has become great. One would have thought Isaac would just come in and just take the destiny. No. If you are not blessed, you can't handle greatness. If you are not blessed, you can't handle inheritance. Now statistics have shown that more than 80% of people who win big money in lottery, within 5 years, they become broke. All over the world. You just play a lottery and then win billions of dollars. In 5 years, the money will come down, you become broke. Why? You are not blessed. That's why Bishop Oyedepo will say, when you live your life in lottery, your future becomes a mockery. God had to bless Isaac. It's not his father's blessing. It is him.
Now look at this. Look at the evidence of the blessing. Verse 14. For he had possession. Possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. Why? Because God blessed him. He didn't say, oh, the blessing, I bless your father. No. Some of you don't understand. We'll look at that tomorrow. Now, look at the next verse. I'll just say something. Look at the next verse. Look at the next verse. For all the works which his father servant did and the Abraham father, the Philistines have stopped it. And see, you can't really stop a man that is blessed. You can't stop it. Next verse. Next verse. And I've been there in a second. Okay. So we'll look at the other thing. But as I close this evening, I'll tell you some things tomorrow. If you have gone study the, you got Hebrew, the Hebrews, they understand. But many times we don't understand that they don't fight for possession, they fight for blessings. Esau and Jacob, one of their stories, you understand. Isaac said, it's time for me to transfer blessing. Go and cook pepper soup for me. Go and cook pepper soup for me. Before he came, the mother had and told Jacob, oh yeah, don't worry, I'll make the pepper soup for you and everything. Go and give your father. Because they're about to transfer. In our days, when is papa going to share with? How many houses did he give you? People are in court today, fighting for land, fighting for everything. But the Hebrews understand, even if you don't give me that, just bless me. When Jacob got the blessing, Esau came and discovered that Jacob had taken the blessing. He was crying, he was weeping, he was saying, Father, is there any blessing left for me? Bless me, even me. He was saying, Father, bless me, bless me. He was not talking about land. Now, remember where we just said that Isaac has become great in flock. He was not talking about his father's flock. He was not talking about his father's silver and everything. He was not talking, he was talking about, just speak a word over my life. A word of blessing. So many of us have people in our life that speak word of blessing, but we neglect them. We just walk past them. Hey, let me get what I can get. What I can get. Oh, I sorry for you. You're missing something. Can you bow down your heads and just talk to God? This, I just wanted to lay foundation. I just want us to understand what blessing is. I want you to talk to God tonight. So many kita balandi ashita. Roga bandi krata ne kriza la tuzia. Adi prate kasuka malenda ya. Lena sika pade brados. Someone is receiving God's blessings tonight. Tell God to teach you the things that you don't know about blessing. Tell Him to teach you the things that you don't know about His blessings. And you have given that blessing by the Spirit of God. Teach of your Spirit.
Jesus Christ.
Amen. Now, one thing I want you to do as we prepare for tomorrow, please be on your feet. One thing I want you to do. One, just be on your feet. One thing I will not work. Put your right hand on your chest. And make sure you are feeling it in your heart. Or make sure you are feeling that in your hand. And close your eyes. Make sure. Just be in the Spirit. And begin to confess, I am blessed. Just begin to say that. Make sure you are feeling what you say. You just say, I am blessed. This man is blessed. This woman is blessed. I want you to enter your consciousness that you are blessed. You are blessed. I am blessed. Just say, I am blessed. Just go ahead and keep saying that you are blessed. Sika pandezira. I'm blessed. I'm a blessed man. I'm a blessed man. I'm a blessed child of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In
Jesus' name we have prayed. I decree as a servant of God over your life that you are blessed.
Amen.
I release the blessings of God over your life. A new dimension of God's blessing. Let it rest upon you tonight. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Please, can you put your hands together and celebrate God tonight? Can somebody shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen.